The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anna and Raven's Olympic Kid Correspondent.
Only a few days left. I'm so sad I'm having such a good time. The Olympics going on now. Every day, a different kid correspondent to let you know what's been going on. Gabriella, you ready to do it?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Are you as excited about them as I am?
Yeah.
It would be hard. Hard, really, to measure up to that, right? So, Gabriella, what were the highlights of the Olympics yesterday?
Yesterday in track and field, USA won 5 medals. Cole Hawker and Gabby Thomas both won their first Olympic gold medals, and Cole set a new Olympic record.
Track was absolutely incredible last night. You know, Gabby Douglas went to Harvard. She has like a whole medical career outside of just winning Olympics. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I thought Cole Hawker, his finish was unbelievable, because when I see those long distance races, I got to be honest with you, I never expect to see an American win those, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, I see them do well for a while, and then I'm just like, nope, at the end of this race, somebody else is going to turn on the jets. They're just built for it better and take off. And his move was great. He said after the race that he can't even remember it. He doesn't know when the move happened. It's like he blacked out during it.
I would think that would definitely happen, because you're just like in go mode and you have the adrenaline running through your skin at that point.
What a finish.
Gabriella, do you think that you could be a track star if you really put your mind to it?
Yeah.
And I mean, you would have to start putting your mind to it like today.
Today, right. Right now, you would have
like
to start
immediately
training.
Right now, right? Mm-hmm. Gabriella, how old are you?
11.
Yep. Like, get on that like this afternoon. Yeah.
The men's basketball team beat Brazil 122-87 to move on to the semifinals, while the women will play today in the quarterfinals.
Do you think anybody's going to be able to touch the USA men? No, right?
Wow. I think they're so focused because it's been closer than they wanted in the past couple Olympics.
And what else do we need to know, Gabriella, that's happening at the Olympics?
The U.S. women's volleyball team also beat Poland to play against Brazil in the semifinals.
I don't know why it's the one thing I can't get into. I don't know. Even though they've got the Eiffel Tower behind, and I'm going to say something that's very unpopular. I think with the exception of that Eiffel Tower, Paris doesn't have a whole lot going on. You know? Like, I feel like everyone's always talking about the Eiffel Tower.
And NBC the Louvre, Court.
Yeah,
right?
They're on top of the tower. They're inside the museum. And that's pretty much all they got. You know? We can't go in the Seine River. People are getting sick.
Yeah. You know? No events happening in the catacombs. That much is true. Right. That would be awkward, I guess.
The USA leads in each medal in total medals. They have 24 gold, 31 silver, 31 bronze, and a total of 86 medals.
It's so funny. Now that USA has beat China for the gold medals.
I mean, it's not over yet.
It's not over. Okay. But like, you have to hold your breath for like the next few days that we can keep that lead, because I don't know. We got some big things coming up. What's been your favorite to watch, Gabriella?
My favorite, maybe the rock climbing. I watched it yesterday, and I thought it was very interesting.
That guy looked like Spider-Man climbing up the wall. He beat the world record. It was 4.75 seconds he made it to the top. Like, that was incredible. And I also didn't know that was an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I didn't either until yesterday.
It seems that way with several different events every time the Olympics roll around for me.
Yes.
Which is always cool. You're kind of like, what? You turn it on, you're like, this can't be a real thing for the Olympics. And then you watch somebody do it, and you're like, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, normal people can't do that way.
Right. Going back to track and field, what's that random one that they were jumping over hurdles and then they had to land in water and one and keep running? What was that? I was like, that's something that I didn't even know was real until 5 seconds ago.
They call that running from the cops.
No. Well, Gabriella, thank you so much for being our Olympic kid correspondent today. You did a great job.
Thank you.